This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, January 13th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Border Patrol raids stoke ag labor fears. Carb leader loses house. And Trump cabinet picks on the Hill. Border Patrol raids stoke fears for ag labor. Border Patrol conducted a series of raids across Kern County last week, raising fear and uncertainty within the ag community. The agency targeted transnational criminal organizations associated with trafficking guns and drugs and arrested others whom agents determined were in the country unlawfully. The operation stretched throughout the week and led to 78 arrests near Bakersfield, with more operations planned in Fresno and Sacramento, according to the Los Angeles Times. United Farm Workers Communication Director Antonio De Laura Brust confirmed that agents detained a UFW member returning home from work. De Laura Brust said the organization is working to support the worker and educate members and the community of their rights. Senator Melissa Hurtado of Bakersfield, the daughter of immigrant farm workers, said farmers have shared concerns with her over the broader impacts to the local economy and workforce. GOP Representative David Valadao, who also represents the region, urged officials to focus on criminals and not those responsible for producing our nation's food supply, and call for immigration reform to ensure a pathway to legal status. Attorney General Robert Bonta's office told AgriPulse they're monitoring the situation. Leading up to the president-elect's inauguration next week, Bonta has stressed that SB 54, a Trump resistance measure passed in 2017, bars state and local authorities from taking part in federal immigration enforcement. Carb leader loses house in fire. Fire sweeping through Los Angeles County destroyed more than 10,000 structures and led to at least 16 fatalities by Sunday morning. The disaster struck uncomfortably close to the many elected and appointed leaders representing the region. Among the victims was Gideon Krakow, who lost his house in the Eaton fire after recently moving to Altadena. He serves on the Air Resources Board as well as the local air district, which held its monthly meeting on Friday. Krakow appeared remotely, wearing a beanie, a plaid shirt, and a somber look, but did not speak. The board members shared their condolences for Krakow and urged staff to warn residents of the health impacts as smoke has continued to diminish the already poor air quality in the basin. "This is a perfect example of why government exists," said L.A. County Supervisor Holly Mitchell. "This will be a long-term recovery that will require long-term partnership and investment from the federal level down to the work we do at the district." Now take note, environmental justice advocates have pushed the district board to aggressively curtail port emissions. Yet most of the activists stayed home on Friday due to the bad air. "We need to get through this air quality crisis before having these discussions," says Adrian Martinez, an attorney with Earth Justice. Keep in mind, the Air District plans to approve the rule in June. Ports, shippers, and dock workers strongly oppose the proposal over cost concerns and the potential impact on jobs. They've urged the district and local mayors to recognize the progress to date in reducing emissions. According to Thomas Jelnick, vice president at the Pacific Merchant Shipping Association, overall diesel emissions at ports are down 91%, while truck emissions are down 99%, and nitrous oxide emissions are down 30% since 2017. California moves forward with E15. In his initial budget plan for the coming fiscal year, Governor Gavin Newsom is pushing for funding to accelerate the state's review of E15. In October, Newsom directed agencies to wrap up the regulatory process this year. His reasoning is that the higher ethanol blend would reduce gas prices, help stabilize the supply, and ease the state's transition to zero-emission vehicles. Biofuel booster Growth Energy thanked Newsom for following through on his commitment. CEO Emily Score said approving E15 would, quote, finally give Californians access to this more affordable, engine-smart, earth-kind fuel option. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Trump cabinet picks get hearings this week. 1 week to go to the new Trump administration. Ahead of next Monday's inauguration, Senate committees will be rushing to tee up Donald Trump's least controversial cabinet selections for quick confirmation. Cabinet picks who have confirmation hearings this week include former Representative Lee Zeldin, picked to head the EPA, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, selected for Interior Secretary, Scott Bessent, named to be Treasury Secretary, and South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, picked to head the Department of Homeland Security. We'll be watching the hearings, giving senators the chance to put their incoming cabinet members on the record on issues ranging from tariff policy in the case of Bessent, energy and water issues in the case of Zeldin and Burgum, and immigration enforcement and mass deportations in the case of Noem. Now, for more on this week's D.C. agenda, you can read our Washington Week Ahead and follow our coverage of the confirmation hearings at AgriPulse.com. Mixed reactions to the scope of 45Z proposed guidance. Those in the biofuel industry who had great expectations for the proposed 45Z guidance were underwhelmed by the document ultimately released by the Treasury Department on Friday. Treasury's notice provides initial guidance on emission rates for the 45Z clean fuel production credit established in the Inflation Reduction Act. In virtually all cases, it specifies the use of the Argonne National Laboratory's GREET model to measure the carbon intensity of clean fuels, which ultimately determines the amount of the credit. An updated version of the GREET model is expected imminently. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. Here's today's final word. When disaster strikes, Californians should be able to count on their insurance coverage to pay out valid claims. That Assemblymember David Alvarez of San Diego. Alvarez is co-authoring a bill to have the state step in with financial assistance if the California FAIR plan faces liquidity under the weight of potentially tens of thousands of Los Angeles fire victims filing insurance claims. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, January 13th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Dowling.